What is proof of burn, POB? Proof of burn is a consensus mechanism used in cryptocurrency networks or blockchain to achieve distributed consensus. It is an alternative to proof of work, PAL, and proof of stake, POS, mechanisms, both of which have their own limitations. How does proof of burn work? In a POB system, a user sends some of their cryptocurrency to an address with no known private key, effectively burning or destroying the coins. This act serves as proof that the user has a stake in the network and has a vested interest in its success. As a result of burning the coins, the user is then granted the right to participate in the network's consensus process and validate transactions. The more coins a user burns, the more influence they have in the consensus process. Why use proof of burn? POB has a few key advantages over POW and POS. Firstly, POB is more energy efficient than POW as it does not require massive amounts of computational power to achieve consensus. This makes it a more environmentally friendly option for achieving distributed consensus. Additionally, POB can help prevent centralization as it does not require large amounts of capital to participate in the consensus process. With POW, for example, only those with access to large amounts of computational power can effectively participate, leading to centralization around a few large mining pools. Finally, POB can help to distribute the coin supply more fairly. In POW systems, the coin supply is typically distributed through block rewards, which can lead to a concentration of wealth among a few early adopters. With POB, coins are distributed to those who are willing to burn some of their coins to support the network. What are the limitations of proof of burn? Despite its advantages, POB also has some limitations. One of the main limitations is that it relies on users being willing to burn their coins. If not enough users are willing to participate, the network may not have sufficient support to achieve consensus. Additionally, the act of burning coins can be seen as a negative thing, as it effectively destroys the value of the coins. This can lead to a decrease in the overall value of the network and make it less appealing to new users. Finally, POB can be susceptible to attack as it relies on a certain number of users being willing to burn their coins. If an attacker can control a significant portion of the burned coins, they may be able to manipulate the consensus process. Proof of burn is a unique and promising consensus mechanism that offers a number of advantages over POW and POS. However, it is not without its limitations and requires a certain level of support from users to be effective. As the cryptocurrency industry continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see if POB becomes a more widely adopted mechanism for achieving distributed consensus.